story. Then I'll just turn the bell.
Hours have passed, and of a world gone by, speak again the immortal tale.
The horror. The horror.
Stories of the supernatural and the supernormal, dramatizing the fantasies and the terrors of the unknown. We tell you this frankly, though if you wish to avoid the excitement and tension of these imaginative plays, we urge you humbly but sincerely, turn off your radio now.
This is The Horror. Welcome back. Thanks for joining me this Saturday. We'll hear from The Witch's Tale on today's episode, a series that aired from May of 1931 to June of 1938, produced 333 episodes. Sadly, there's only about 24 of them still available. This episode first aired April 22nd, 1937, with old Nancy and her black cat Satan. Here's the statue of Thor from The Witch's Tale.
The Witch's Tale. The fascination of the eerie. Weird, blood-chilling tales told by old Nancy, the Witch of Salem, and Satan, her wise black cat. They're waiting for you now.
Another 2 year old I be today. Yes, sir, 102 year old. Well, Satan, if you'll tell folks to douse their lights, we'll be getting down to business. That's it. Make it nice and dark. We want lots of shadow for this pretty bedtime story. Now, throw it up to the fire and gaze into the embers. Gaze into them deep, and soon you'll see a tremendous barn-like room in New York City. It's called a studio. At one end stands a great big ugly man who's posing. In the center, a little handsome man is modeling an enormous heap of clay into a statue of a god. The old Norwegian god of strength and thunder. And that's what we're telling you about tonight. The statue of Thor. The statue of Thor.
Can you hold that pose another 5 minutes, Olaf?
Yeah, Mr. Harding. I can never tire the knife off for you.
You certainly have a treasure in Olaf, Neil. He scarcely moved a finger in half an hour.
Yes, quite the perfect model. The poor chump hasn't brains enough to become tired.
Neil?
Don't talk about all right, Mr. Bingham. I don't mind them, Mr. Adding yokes. Most everyone yokes like that with Olaf. When I used to be wrestler, my manager say every day to me, Olaf, you big seed, if you got brains in your head like you got muscles in your body, you'll be wrestling champion of the world.
But Olaf has a sense of humor too, Arnold. As a joke on his manager, he never became wrestling champion of anywhere.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, excuse, I should not laugh. It breaks the pose.
I don't care what you do with your face. It's your body I'm copying.
Yeah, I forget. My face is not so good.
All right, for a comic Valentine, perhaps. But I'm working on the statue of a god.
Don't let him talk to you like that, Olaf. Your face is all right, and so is your brain. And you have the most superb body of any man I've ever seen.
Yeah? Your band talks sarcastic, Mr. Bingham. I don't like sarcastic yoke.
Sarcastic?
That's enough for one day's work. You go and put your clothes on, Olaf.
So soon?
I'm bored. Come the same time tomorrow.
Yeah, I be here. Can I look at the work we do this afternoon?
Help yourself.
Oh, that statue. He been beautiful. And to think he been really me.
From the neck down, you're Thor the Thunderer.
Too bad my face been not so good. I would like him to be me all over.
I'll use my imagination and another model for the face. Go and put your clothes and get out of here.
Tomorrow we finish statue, maybe. You and me.
You know, He considers himself as much the creator of this figure as I am.
Better watch your nasty tongue with that fellow, Neil. If he ever discovers your insults aren't intended as jokes, he might break you in two.
He never discovers anything.
Yes, unfortunately, you have the ability to inspire devotion in people who should rightfully despise you. God only knows why. I know you're a supercilious prig, a selfish snob, an absolutely conscienceless libertine, yet I still put up with you.
That's because you hope to be around when just retribution overtakes me for my sins, I suppose.
No, I've ceased to hope for that.
Well, now, what do you think of my statue of Thor? Not that I value your opinion.
I don't expect you to. Well, it's like all your previous work. Magnificent in execution.
Thanks, I agree.
But like all your previous work, it lacks the very thing a true artist would have put into it.
Now you're going to tell me that it has no soul. Thor was a pagan old chap. He enjoyed life in those delightful days before souls were invented.
Oh, why won't you be serious about your work, Neil? You're a superb sculptor. If you wished, you might someday stand with the immortals.
The immortals were a very stupid lot who loved work to the exclusion of pleasure. Fame and the monument after I'm dead aren't nearly so tempting as good liquor and beautiful women while I'm alive. Oh, which reminds me, have a drink.
Are you going to continue throwing your talents away?
I don't call it that. I play with art because it amuses me. If I took it seriously, it would cease to amuse.
So your entire life's to be simply a round of amusement.
And a quest for new sensations.
For a momentary thrill, a new sensation, I believe you'd commit a murder.
That's an idea. I'll recall your suggestion next time I'm terribly bored. Well, here's the crime.
I've been ready to go now, Mr. Redding.
So I see. Here's a man after your own heart, Arnold. A sober, conscientious worker who doesn't dally by the wayside. Note how rapidly he dressed, for example. Now he stands before us, Arnold, the perfect portrait of a well-dressed man.
Well, I go now. Tomorrow we finish that, you may be, you and me?
I hope so. I'd like to have it ready for casting this month, if possible.
It's been so beautiful, that statue. Too bad my face been not so good. I would like it to be me all over.
Yes, we've already settled that point. Get out, Olaf.
Yeah. I go now. Oh, Mr. Redding. Mr. Redding, I gonna get married.
Huh? Olaf, you are going to get married?
Yeah.
Well, this is a surprise.
Oh, my congratulations, Olaf.
I thank you, Mr. Bingham.
Where did you find her? In an asylum for the blind?
She come from Minnesota.
Well, what do you want me to do about it?
Mr. Redding, my Hedwig, she never see anything of me except my homely face. I like her to see this statue.
All right. Bring your girlfriend in sometime.
Could I bring her now?
Now?
Yeah. She been wait on the street outside to meet me when I get to work. I can have her here in just 1 minute.
Well, go and get her then.
Oh, I thank you.
Not at all. I'm curious to see what the woman looks like who can plan to marry you.
I come right back with Hedwig, Mr. Eddie. I come right back.
Prepare yourself for a vision of beauty, Arnold, who wear number 13 shoes.
Neil, I know you've no humanity in your system, but try to remember you are bred a gentleman. Don't insult that poor devil's sweetheart when she gets here.
I'll accord her all the old-world courtesy a female's would command. Such a female as would choose Olaf for a bridegroom.
Oh, then I can't stay here to see you mock them.
I've never had an affair with a really ugly woman.
Neil!
The fun it would be to steal big Olaf's sweetheart.
You're only joking, of course.
Am I? You lack all appreciation of the more subtle joys of life, Arnold. Why do you suppose I have that big idiot around me? Because he's my opposite in everything. Opposites attract, but they don't assimilate. In fact, there's constant war between them. It amuses me to prove the superiority of mind over matter, my type over his.
Be careful, such amusement doesn't become dangerous.
A small chance. If you recall your mythology, old chap, Thor, with all his giant strength and magic hammer, never proved a match for tiny Loki and his nimble brain.
He did at last. But then Odin came to his aid with the thunderbolts of justice.
I see you not only recall your mythology, but still believe in it. But don't be alarmed about Olaf, sweetheart. On mature consideration, I couldn't arouse an ardent interest in any female who will prove so unattractive.
This way, Hedwig. This way. We are here, Mr. Redding. Hedwig, I want you to meet my boss, Mr. Redding. This is Hedwig.
This?
Yeah. This time Olaf make a job. I bet you expect, Mr. Redding, that Hedwig will be only yours like me. I do not tell him, Hedwig, that you are more pretty than a picture.
You're right, Olaf. This time the joke's on me.
Miss Hedwig, I can't express the great delight I have in meeting such a very lovely girl.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Redden. Olaf has told me lots about you.
You must learn lots more about me from myself. Allow me to present Mr. Bingham.
Delighted.
How do you do?
All that make a York. He make a first-class York.
Ah, splendid joke, Olaf. A capital joke. And it's driven away my boredom. It's promised a new sensation.
Neil.
I don't understand.
You will, Miss Hedwig, as we become acquainted.
Be sure you're now this statue.
By all means. Miss Hedwig, gaze on Thor, the Thunderer.
He's me, Hedwig. My body.
Oh, it's beautiful.
You'll note the face is still unfinished. I'm using another model for that.
Please,
Neil. That's because my face is not so good. But the body, Hedwig, that is me.
Yes. Yours is the body of Thor, who was strongest of gods and men. No one could beat him. No one could take anything from him.
You heard that, Hedwig? I'm like that too, by golly. Any fellow will find that out who tries to take your way.
No one ever dared take anything from Thor, except Loki.
Who was Loki?
Oh, just a weak little chap, like me.
I shouldn't have come again, Neil. I'm afraid.
My dear Hedwig, Olaf hasn't brains enough to suspect us.
Oh, perhaps I wouldn't be so nervous if we weren't in the studio with that statue pacing us and watching us every time you kick me.
It doesn't watch with Olaf's face.
Oh, but it has his huge body with all those bulging muscles.
Formidable, aren't they? Those hands could tear us into tiny bits.
Oh, don't say such things.
All right, since the remote prospect frightens you so much. But that clay model won't be here to bother your conscience much longer. It's finished now. Tomorrow I start to prepare the molds, and next week I'll cast it into bronze.
Oh, I know it's silly, but I'll feel easier when it's gone from here.
You're too much of a coward to properly enjoy this little idol of ours, my dear. One so afraid of being burned as you are shouldn't play with fire.
Oh, I know. I couldn't help myself. I'd never met a gentleman like you before.
Thank you.
Only would kill us if he knew. You don't understand his kind like I do. I was born in this country, but I'm Swedish too and know my people. You think men like Olaf are dumb, but they're not. And they're only easygoing until they learn someone's doing things against them.
But that's what gives this game its zest.
I'm just a game to you.
Of course not. I love you devotedly. Why, thanks to you, I've only been slightly bored. You've provided a new sensation.
Oh, you're so different from other men. I don't understand you, but I'm crazy about you, Neil. Oh, who's there?
Mr. Redding.
Oh, it's only a butler.
Who did you think it was? What do you want, Warden?
I must see you at once, sir.
All right, come in. What's the matter? Why the excitement?
The big Swedish man, sir. Your model.
Oh,
shut up. What about him?
He was just the door, sir, inquiring for this lady.
You know why I'm here?
He said he had reason to believe you were here, madam. I was able to allay his suspicions and send him away. But there was a nasty look in his eyes, though.
Oh, he knows, Neil. He'll kill us both.
He doesn't know, or Borden wouldn't have been able to get rid of him. The game becomes more interesting.
Oh, I am just a game to you. Everything is.
Borden, have Peters draw all the curtains on the limousine and bring it to the carriage door for Miss Geilenborg.
At once, sir.
If Olaf's still hanging around, he'll be in that car and away before he has time to investigate. But we mustn't see one another again, Hedwig, until after this statue is cast.
Until after the statue?
Then there'll be no danger. Loki always bested Thor by striking first.
I don't understand you.
I'm planning an, as yet, untried sensation. One that Mr. Bingham suggested the day I met you. Olaf and I will play a little game, and Olaf is sure to lose. So, Olaf, the joke's on you again.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, Mr. Redding, you are right. I got no brain. I've been so ashamed to suspect bad things about you and Hedwig.
I forgive you.
But I cannot forgive myself. Mr. Redding, I looked for you to kill you with my two bare hands.
Oh, I'm glad you didn't find me until after you'd cooled down and heard my explanation. For those hands of yours could tear a little chap like me to pieces.
Oh, I've been so ashamed.
Ah, it's all over now. Forget it. There's the foundry, Olaf. Hear the furnace roar?
It's been awful good of you to bring me here.
You and I created that statue of Thor together, and I couldn't let it be cast in bronze without you there to see.
I've been terrible excited.
I'll make sure you don't miss a thing. Hello, Brody.
Good morning to you, Mr. Redden.
Have you got everything ready?
Aye. And the mould is your fine statue's waiting ready in the picture. When you say the word, we draw the channel plug,
and let the molten metal run.
Ah, the bronze has already reached the liquid state.
Yes, sir. I timed it for the hour you said you'd be here. Shall I draw the plugs new?
Not just yet. My friend here has never seen a statue cast. I want to show him around first. You and the boys get outside and have a smoke. I'll call you when I want you.
Much obliged, sir. A breath of outside air will help a wee bit. Come on, lad. Walk off.
We'll go up on the bridge above the furnace, Olaf.
By Yumini, it's been hot in here.
It'll be hotter where I'm taking you. Up these iron stairs, Olaf.
Hey, come.
In that pit is the mold of our statue. You'll see that later. It's connected by channels to this furnace. This is called a reverberating furnace, Olaf. The fire is at that end, below the chimney. Under this long brick roof, the molten metal lies. It's very hot under that roof, Olaf.
I bet you. It's been plenty hot up here.
We're just above the roof now. From this bridge, the cold bronze is thrown into those hoppers and down into the charging hole.
What been charging hole?
I'll show you. This lever controls their covering.
My, such heat!
With the cover out, you can realize how hot it is inside. Underneath that hole is a trough of molten metal.
Yumping yumini!
And that hole is just large enough to admit a strong man's body. Good thing to know if you ever want to commit a perfect murder.
You've been always joking, but I don't want to commit no murder. Close up that hole, it's been too hot.
Look over the rail and see before I close it up.
I've been too hot to come so close.
Aren't you interested in the casting of your statue?
Yeah, that's right. I got to look.
Lean over the rail. Here, just above the hopper.
I've been dizzy from this heat. I'm afraid I lose my balance.
I won't let you lose your balance. Lean over the rail, Olaf. That's right. And now, you brazen fool.
You trip my leg. Don't push. I fall. Don't wait, hot metal.
The joke's on you again, my friend.
What happened?
Matter?
We heard an awful scream.
Scream? Oh, I have the charging hole open. The furnace roared so loud, I called for you at the top of my lungs.
You scream? You calling me?
Yes. Let me replace this cover so we can talk in a normal tone.
There. That's better. Where's that friend you had with you, Mr. Redden?
It was too hot in here for him. He just went out the other door. Said he was going back to town.
Did you call for us to pull the plugs new?
Yes. But with that hole open, I may have cooled off the metal a bit. Better heap up the fire, Brody, and give it another 5 minutes to make absolutely certain everything will be all right. Then let the metal run into the mold.
Just as you say, sir. Come on, lad. Heap up that fire now. Okay. I
wonder if my statue of Thor will have what all my other works lack. I've given it what Arnold calls a soul.
Awfully good of you, Arnold, to come and help me break off this mold.
Oh, not at all. You know how curious I am to see the statue in finished bronze.
The casting went off without a single hitch. I'm sure the finished work will satisfy our fondest expectations. And I expect much, Arnold. I took your former criticisms to heart. I really labored to give old Thor a soul.
I can't imagine you laboring at anything.
That's because you don't know me so well as you think you do.
And why Olaf's not here? I didn't think anything could keep him away when his statue reached completion.
Yes, his statue. I'm worried about Olaf. You know, they tell me at his boarding house that he hasn't been seen since the day I took him to the foundry.
Doesn't Hedvig know where he is?
She hasn't the vaguest idea. No one has, apparently. He's completely disappeared.
That's funny. But I imagine he'll turn up. He may be off on a drunk somewhere. You'll never lose a chap like Olaf.
No. It wouldn't be justice for anything tragic to happen to him. And you believe in justice, Arnold?
I told you I ceased to believe in it. Because nothing ever happens to you.
Yes, I remember. We have the head mold completely loosened now. Help me take it off and we'll expose the face. Careful of the surface underneath. Now.
I got it. There it goes. Neil.
God!
That face is Olaf's. I thought you used another model for the head.
I did. That's not the face of Thor I made.
Well, then, what happened in the casting? Ma'am, you're pale, you're shaking. What's the matter?
Nothing, nothing. Arnold, does it seem to you that statue's eyes are moving?
Yes. They seem to follow you. That bronze face seems alive.
You're imagining things about that statue, Arnold. Olaf's face is the one I muddled on it, and those eyes don't seem to move.
You're lying, Neil. The first shock's over now, and you're pulling your nerves together, but you've given yourself away. You turned ghastly white when first you looked on that copper face. You're trembling now with fear. You still can feel those eyes on you.
You're mad. Metal eyes can't move. What reason have I to be afraid?
I'd know that better if Olaf's disappearance was explained. You were with him last. What did you do with
him? I didn't do anything with him. If you're insinuating that I killed him, explain what I did to the body. That's the thing you've got to find when you accuse a man of murder. Find that. Find that.
I'm going to the police. Perhaps they'll help me find
them. Call them if you like. They can't prove anything. No one can prove anything. Nothing can harm me. Nothing. Now get out of here. Leave me alone so I can think.
I don't know why or how you killed that man, but I know that when you did it, you believed justice could be cheated. I'm beginning to believe in justice again, and so are you.
Get out, you fool. Get out. Get out.
I'm going to leave you with your conscience and that statue's knowing eyes.
Get out. Get out. Get out. Oh, God. Olaf's face instead of the one I modeled. Maybe his soul is in that statue. Oh, no, that's rot. With those eyes, my back turned, but I can feel them on me. Thor never proved a match for Loki until Odin came to his aid with thunderbolts of justice. Ah, oh, that's madness. Thor! Oh, it must be going to rain. It's thundering. Just natural thunder. What's that? What's that? Who's that?
Miss Geilenborg is calling, sir. This way, miss.
Neil, dear.
Come in, come in. Borden, leave us.
Yes, sir.
You're not angry because I'm here, Neil. You told me not to come again until the statue was finished. I couldn't stay away any longer. It seems I just had to be with you.
Why did it seem that way? Why?
Because I was lonesome for you, I suppose.
Yes, yes, of course, that was it. It wasn't because he wanted us together.
He? What do you mean?
Nothing.
Neil, have you heard from Olaf?
Yes, I heard from him today.
Where is he?
He's where he can't hurt me. Can't hurt me. I'm glad you came. I didn't want to be alone. And the statue's finished, Hedvig.
Is that it there?
Yes.
Why haven't you taken off the mold?
I have from the face. The body is still held prisoner.
I want to see it.
No, no. Don't go near it. Don't look at its face. Don't let its eyes see you.
Neil, what's the matter?
Nothing. Nothing.
You haven't even kissed me yet.
I'll kiss you now. I'm not afraid. Door!
Why did you push me away?
That thunder startled me.
Thunder?
Yes. There must be quite a storm outside.
The sun was shining when I came in. I heard no thunder.
You heard no...
No.
Then it's in this room. Ah, it's coming from the statue.
The statue?
Look!
What?
The mold is cracking. It's falling from the bronze.
Oh, the statue's moving. Oh, it has all of me.
And it has all of soul. I put it there. Hey, Thor, the thunderer. He waited to repay because you and I were here together.
Oh, it's coming from the statue.
His eyes are on me. I can't move.
Ah! It's raining on
his
own!
For me!
And for me!
It's rotting!
Rotting!
No! It seems, Olaf, the joke's on me. At last!
Well, that's the end of that scene. And the moral is, don't get too fresh with great big Swedes. You folks come see us on me birthday and we'll have another cheerful yarn to...
That's the horror for today. Find past episodes of this show at relicradio.com. More old time radio there as well. All the other shows are listed. Links to our forum, Facebook page, Shoutcast stream, and our donate button if you'd like to help support it all. I certainly appreciate your help. Thank you very much to those who have, and thanks for joining me today. Be back next Wednesday with another episode of The Horror.